Now on Racing Pulse, the Trial Files with the Bald Eagle, Glenn Ingram.
Always great to catch up with the Bald Eagle every Thursday on the Trial Files, especially when he has been in red-hot form, and we've got some unbelievable horses who have been trialling. How are you, Glenn?
Yeah, going well, Michael. How are you?
Very well indeed. How many of these horses will you be buying up out here at the sales scenes? You're a Leviathan these days.
Well, I'm hoping you're going to do the scope and the prep work for me and get back to me later in the afternoon and give me the hot lot.
Yep, lovely. We'll keep the fee very reasonable as well. Just a few morals on the weekend is all we want. And speaking of nice horses, the Flemington jump outs last week, what a stellar team went around there, including Russian Camelot. How's he looking as he prepares for his first up tilt at the All-Star Mile?
Yeah, he's going well, Michael. He's the Group 1 winner. He just finished fourth in this heat. It might have looked a little bit plain to the eye, but if you watch through the line, he was given a really strong piece of work. So that follows up his good Werribee trial over 1,100 metres, and he may have another jump out before he goes to the All-Star Mile there first up in March.
All right, he too had another very, very nice horse in Groundswell. Prezado was in the same heat. How did they go?
Yeah, Groundswell's put together a couple of good jump outs, a couple of good wins last prep, and coming off a short spell, his first jump out was quiet. And then this one here, his second, the blinkers went back on and he chased down Prezado and it was a really fast run heat. Both those horses went super and this bloke's ticking over well. He's nominated to race up the straight for the first time at Flemington on Saturday at about $7.50. Damien Lane takes the ride. He looks like he's rearing to go.
Is that a bet for you?
It will be, yes.
I like that. Heat 11. I love it when you find a couple of two-year-olds to follow, and that's what you've got out of this heat.
Heat 11, yeah. Danny O'Brien produced Imminent Risk, a two-year-old colt. He jumped out very nicely here to win his heat. He was having his first career jump out. He was a $450,000 yearling. The blinkers went on. Damien Oliver was in the saddle. He jumped fast and controlled the heat. It was a really professional manner. Just eased down late. To his inside, there was a strong finish from a horse called Schramsberg, a two-year-old colt. Trained by Hayes and Dabenig. He was a Magic Millions two-year-old in training sale purchase, $80,000 there, and he was very good late. He looks a natural runner. He's by All American, who are not a noted sire of two-year-olds, but based on this effort, he would be worth black booking and be competitive in a race soon.
All right. Over at Cranbourne, who are the main jump-out stars to put in the black book?
A real eye-catcher in Heat 2 by Rupert Delight. For the Griffiths, the Cox stable, he's come on quickly since his first prep. He was still a little bit green, and it was a big win, big margin. Time on the clock sort of tempers that margin, but we look forward to seeing him next out. He looks like a real natural two-year-old, covers the ground very nicely.
All right. Looking forward from the same stable to seeing Yosemite. How is it looking?
Yeah, she's produced a great return for the stable. She raced in good company last prep. You know, she tackled the likes of listed races and she didn't quite make the step up in grade, but with her rating, she's only got a 61 rating. She can win first up in a benchmark 64 upon return. And being by Redwood, often that breed continue to improve with maturity and time.
All right. And an Irish Galloper from the Busset and Young stable we should keep an eye out for.
Yeah, very interesting runner. Marcon's Ensemble, purchased by OTI. He's only had 9 starts there in Europe, won a couple of races. He was allowed to balance up early. Best part of his jump out was his last 200 metres. He has a beautiful action and touch of class about him. We look forward to seeing him make his Australian debut. I think he looks pretty smart.
All right. And then at Caulfield and Mornington, you've got one each that we should be following.
Yeah, Heat 1 Odeon's come back brilliantly for trainers Price Kent Jr., judging by 2 jump outs off the short spell. She was clicked up, given a pretty strong piece of work here, and it was good quality heat. She won that jump out, and she's going well. And the Heat 4 at Mornington, keep an eye on this horse, 5-star Decanter, a promising unraced 3-year-old trained by Matt Laurie, a New Zealand ready-to-run purchase. He looks like he's got real scope. He's got a big, big action, big long stride, and he ripped home to finish second there in the fastest heat of the morning. Love this guy, really keen to follow him.
All right, that sounds like we've got a couple of money makers to come. Give us a winner over today, tomorrow, or Saturday.
Gilmore today, race 2, number 6. Cliffette from the Cindy Alderson stable, and we're keen on Muntasira there at Flemington on Saturday, Michael.
I love it. You've been in rare form. Good luck, Glenn. We'll catch up with you next week, and we might even have Tommy Haylock looking at the Sydney horses as well.
Sounds good. Thanks, Michael. Cheers.
Glenn Ingram from the Trial Files. The money men keep on coming. Time for Mick Floyd.